بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said seeking of knowledge is farz on every Muslim. So this is irrespective of one is a male or female, and to leave out a compulsory act is a major sin. So therefore it is of great importance that a person should learn the knowledge of deen and impart it to his children. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, I advise my friends, especially in all Muslims in general, with great emphasis, that it is farz ain compulsory on every person to acquire the knowledge of deen and to impart it to their children, whether it be by means of books or by companionship. Without this, there is no other way by which one will be saved from trials and tribulations in his deen, which are found in great abundance today. One should therefore never be unmindful or negligent in this matter. Today, unfortunately, very little attention is given to religious education. Even basics of Islam like Salat, fasting, Zakat, and masail relating to marriage, divorce, business dealings, etc. And even more important, knowledge of one's beliefs. Today we are placing our children in educational institutions where the Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, etc. are taught. If a child is not firm in his Islamic beliefs, his iman may be destroyed. In the school and university environments, there is no moral grounding. Even those with good upbringing are destroyed. As Dhani Rahmatullah has mentioned, that things can be evil because of one of two ways. One is something is evil in itself, not due to some external factor. Such a thing can never ever be permissible. For example, zina, stealing, they are evil in themselves and can never be permissible. And on the other hand, you get something which is evil due to some external factor. It's not evil in itself, but because of something else, it becomes impermissible. For example, after the Adhan of Jumu'ah, a person has not trade. There is no evil in trading. But as soon as the external factor Azan has come now, it's wajib for a person now to go for the Jumu'ah Salah, and now trading is haram. So similarly, English is a subject, is a language, and all the subjects joined together with it, the curriculum, is a combination of a few subjects. To learn the language itself or the branch of knowledge is not wrong in itself. However, there are many, many other evils which have joined together with it, and that is why it becomes impermissible. As it says that, remember, look at the effects which are created by Western education. One becomes lazy in Salat and fasting. Actually, he gets an aversion towards it. A person has weakness and sometimes doubt in his belief system. He is deprived of good moral character. Example, patience, gratitude, sincerity, humility, generosity. And on the other hand, evil characteristics like love for money, love for name and fame, pride, jealousy are created within a person. A person starts imitating the distressed believers. He regards other people as lowly, and day and night his object of life becomes to get money, position, and he doesn't care at all for the laws of Shariat. And this is the world which Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regard as accursed and abhorred. Even though people of desires refer to it as progress, a change of the name will not cause a change in the reality and ruling, since the divine laws are based on realities and not names. For example, if a person refers to alcohol as juice and fornication as marriage, it will still be haram. So Hazrat says that the Quran and the Hadith speak of the love of this world, means love for wealth and love for name and fame. If a person loves these things so much that he feels no regret if deen has caused any harm in acquiring them, then this person has given preference to love of this dunya, love of this world, over love of akhirat, over the year after. And then Hazrat Rahmatullah mentions that even though these effects are found generally in most people, there are a small percentage who are safe from it. But when a person is passing a fatwa, a judgment, he won't look at the small percentage, but he will look at the general majority of people who come out from these institutes. And he says if a certain amount of poison proves to be fatal and harmful for most people, then even though a certain individual may not be killed because of it, the doctors will still pass a decree that such an amount is destructive. So we find that the cause of these effects in the schools and educational places are the cause of it are because one, the company of irreligious people. A person doesn't have concern for knowledge of deen, the effect of some of the subjects in school, and the thought of the writers. When a person is reading their books, it falls on the heart of the readers when reading their books. So a person is learning all of these things, then Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah, he wrote this here, if you can understand this here, an impartial person will not possess any doubt regarding the evil of Western education. If a person has to learn it for necessities, example, which is regarded as a necessity in the Sharia, and for some religious need to answer, for example, objections of people towards who are opposed towards Islam, only amount of necessity will be permitted, and thereafter there is no permission. Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah wrote, this approximately 100 years ago, over 100 years ago. At that time, no one could have imagined the countless harms and evils this educational system brought. At that time, there was no co-educational system. No girls ever went there. Today, it is regarded as compulsory, necessary, that even the so-called pious ones have fallen into it. And people actually advocate the necessity of such studies. And they are actually campaigning for this education now for women folk. Our women folk must go for this education. We can see the final effects of this year. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and save us from the evil of the love of dunya. The person becomes so engrossed in it that he forgets the object of his life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.